Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Big news in South Florida. Anytime University of Miami does something good, bad, indifferent, obviously the loss in the bowl game was not what everybody expected, but certainly a lot of things came out of it. Now in the offseason, looking for a quarterback, looking for a lot of different people, good recruiting class going, portals really active. Gio Milian is on top of this thing every single day. He's kind enough to join us. Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy New Year to you. A lot going on in Coral Gables.
Yeah, definitely. It's a busy time of the year. Obviously, season's over now, but college football has become a year-round thing now. Transfer portal, recruiting, spring evaluations, then you got spring football, the whole rigmarole. But happy New Year to you, too, as well, Larry.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you look at the recruiting class, and obviously in this day and age, I mean, you just got to get kids. You don't know how long they're going to be here, obviously, with this portal and with all the money flying around. But had an opportunity up at the Under Armour game, you know, to watch a lot of these kids, a lot of the younger kids as well. A lot of talent. Had an opportunity also at the state game to watch Malachi Toney, who's just, I think, is going to be amazing. Talk about this recruiting class. Yeah, there's no big five stars, but you got Hayden Lowe, who came in, you know, from California, and S.J. Alafatuli, who I think, you know, is a man child, along with Gerard Pringle and Brock Schott. That's a good start.
Yeah, I know some Hurricane fans are a little disheartened by the way the close was with the recruiting class. Some people were expecting a little more. If you ask me personally, I think it's a little more of quality over quantity, and this is not just being optimistic. I think the Hurricanes landed a really good recruiting class, not as big as the other classes. And actually, for the people that are infatuated with the star rankings, from a average class rating, it's their best class. By the star average since Mario Cristobal has arrived. So they obviously didn't land a huge class, but they've been very active in the transfer portal too.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you see Luke Nichols, a three-star, it's kind of like fish eyes. Come on. I've watched him play. The kid's a big-time potential. I mean, he's got a lot of talent. I got a chance to watch Dante Simpson, who obviously is going to be a guy over the next couple of years. He's a big kid. I mean, guys that a lot of people didn't pay attention to, Micah Newton, who I think is going to be sensational. You look at Ezekiel Marcelin, he's another one of those guys who may not have that size, but he's a playmaker. I mean, I thought they did extremely well with the guys, you know, from Bryce Fitzgerald and Amari Wallace. Hopefully he's going to get healthy down the line. But, Gio, I thought they did extremely well with them. That set the table for getting some really good kids in the portal. I mean, when Charles Brantley came out of Venice, he was a beast. I mean, he was one of these kids that you said, hey, you know, I mean, he's got a chance to be special. James Brockermeyer, before he went to TCU, a lot of people talked about him as being the elite center. Ethan O'Connor, same way. They went in, and I think between the recruiting class and the portal, have gotten some really good balance, and they're not finished yet.
No, they're not done yet. They're still in the market for a receiver. Maybe a safety after when the spring window opens up after spring football. I know they're still in the market for a linebacker. And obviously the big elephant in the room, everyone's wondering what happens at quarterback after everything that played out in the bowl game in Orlando and whatnot. But I think for the most part, they've pretty much hit the mark on all positions that they've needed to address, just outside of the quarterback. But you look at guys like Zechariah Poyser, tremendous safety prospect from Jacksonville State, really showed out this year as a redshirt freshman. I think ranked as highly as the number two safety in the transfer portal, or even the other cornerbacks they've gotten. And hey, they may add another one pretty soon as well, who may be hitting the transfer portal within the next few days.
Yeah, let everybody know what you think quarterback-wise is. I mean, obviously, you know, what they have in the room right now, I mean, is okay. But, I mean, you need something to turn up the volume a little bit, you know, with somebody with experience to push all these guys. Is there anybody? I'm watching the North Dakota State quarterback that people talked about, watching him tonight as well. Would he be in the mix? Is there other quarterbacks that may, you know, be interesting to at least come in and create some, you know, competition?
Yeah, so Miami's taking this approach where it's been kind of a little bit of this meticulous and thorough process that they've taken with the quarterback situation in the transfer portal. They've passed on some guys that probably would have helped, but they feel that there's going to be a couple bigger names that enter the transfer portal, whether it be through the playoffs or the bowl games that are ending now. Again, obviously, those are all hypothetical situations until those kids enter the transfer portal. But I'd be lying to you if I wasn't a little concerned with their approach. But then again, you look back to last year, Cam Ward declares for the NFL draft, and then about a week later it says, oh, I'm coming to Miami. So
True. Yeah, well, all right. Well, let's go on that premise, though. But it looks like, you know, a lot of things are happening. We're going to be, you know, getting in touch with you a lot during the next couple, you know, the month, and to see what's transpired. But at least you kind of whet everybody's appetite. Gio, I appreciate you stopping by and at least giving some of your opinions. Let everybody know how they can follow you, because you got some interesting reads and a lot of great takes.
Definitely. You can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Gio Milian, G-E-O-M-I-L-I-A-N, and as a Nancy. Or you could also find us on our YouTube channel. I host a weekly show on the Miami Hurricanes with a former Miami Hurricanes receiver, Amon Richards. It's called Who Wants Smoke _Inc. on YouTube.
Good stuff. Gio, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll catch up with you within the month.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Gio Milian.